You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The Most Interesting Thing in Tech. A major advance in artificial intelligence and in science. DeepMind, a subsidiary of Alphabet, the parent company that owns Google, says it has moved forward, or perhaps even solved, something called the protein folding problem. One of the big questions for scientists is understanding how proteins are folded. When you have a string of amino acids, how will they fold up together? It seems like the kind of thing that should be solvable, but it's an immensely complex problem. So DeepMind took artificial intelligence and one of the standard protocols of artificial intelligence to take a crack at this problem by looking at the way that known proteins are folded together and analyzing them. Can you use that data to predict future protein folding patterns? DeepMind started working on this a couple years ago, and the results in accuracy now are extremely impressive, far more impressive than anything we've seen before. So why does this matter? Well, it could be extremely helpful in drug development. If you know how proteins are going to fold, you know how they're going to interact, or at least you know how they're going to interact better. Perhaps that could be helpful in the future with vaccines. Now, I don't know how DeepMind is going to use this technology. It's not a vaccine development company. It's not a drug company. It's a research lab. Presumably, it will take its product and license it out or give it out or maybe open source it. Who knows? But one thing I can hope for. During this pandemic, artificial intelligence, one of the most powerful computational techniques in the world, has not been that useful. We've gotten a bunch of very promising vaccines, but mostly through traditional science. But maybe, just maybe, if this is a sign of things to come, maybe AI will help make the next pandemic be not quite as bad as this one. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.